You pregnant? Yeah.
Probably.
I'm gonna ask you one more time. You did speak to me really quick. First of all, all he do is that my son's alive, he's well.
Why can't I have another one? Mm-mm.
Nope, I got one. My turn.
Not it.
I don't think I have to say them. She'll only be 25 this year. But she's saving herself for marriage. Saving her secrets for marriage.
Wait, I'm done.
Right quick.
It happens again. Won't be up here. Just come on, you guys.
Now back to the podcast.
It's your girl, Cold World.
It's Courtney.
It's Young D.
And I. So, get ready for
a petty great time.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the group chat podcast. Thank you for tuning
y'all.
In.
What up, though?
Yes, welcome. Oh, Didi, you're not
the gang.
I'm sorry.
The gang's all here.
Okay, gang.
Y'all want to restart it?
Gang. What?
No, we here now.
We here now. This is raw footage. So welcome back. We are happy to have you. So this episode, of course, we're gonna get started with our usual hashtag positive vibes only. So we're gonna pick two people and we're gonna say what's good in y'all lives before we elevate our person this week. So Didi, what's good in your life?
It's cold.
It's cold outside.
It's a real cold world.
But is that good?
No. What is good in my life right now? Everything.
Okay. Didi's living. She living her best life.
What happened to you?
2018.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the only thing I wish I could change is my job. But I actually had a really good day at
the
work
M's
today.
In your bank account.
Okay. As Rihanna would say. They ain't paying me enough.
Okay.
Literally. They're not paying me enough.
Didi's doing good all the way around, and I was good in your life.
Man, I'm just trying to be happy like Courtney, man.
Oh,
Courtney got a man. I'm trying to get a man in 2018.
Correction, I don't have a man.
Oh, does he know he's not your man?
She has a penis.
I keep reminding him.
Okay. Okay, whatever. So,
I try. Never mind.
So we got a couple positive vibes for you, but this week we're going to pick someone, of course, to elevate. And y'all know when we elevate, we want to talk about their businesses, their business goals, what they're doing, how you can reach them, how you can support them. Because, you know, as a community, we need to start supporting our own. So we're pleased to say that this week, it goes to one of our very own, Courtney.
Yay! Woo!
And we're going to
elevate. Can I get an applause?
No.
No. Insert applause here. And we're going to talk about...
Her applause is the ass clapping.
No, round of applause.
She ain't gonna wait to clap, so I guess she gotta do it.
And we elevating Courtney because if you guys don't know, she has her own fashion line, fashion design. We walked in some fashion shows for her, so tell us about it.
So I am the creative director, you know, all that good stuff of Dope Pastel. And you can catch me on social networks _ Dope Pastel.
Network.
Yes, I design clothes and whatnot. I did have, you know, Nicole, Shandy, and Leon's mom in one of my big shows over the summertime. So it was really nice to have them there, have them a part of, like, the movement.
She couldn't afford a real model, so she got us.
Well, you know, and it's also really good to have free models when you need them. So that was really
good. That's because we appreciate free clothes when we need them.
Okay.
So, yes. You know, you need
if you
anything,
need a custom, contact Courtney.
Hit me up. You know, contact information is in my bio. Real contact information for real shit. Don't hit me up to say, hey, what's up? Like, unless you're trying to do some fashion-related business, do not use the contact button in my bio.
Because she's in a relationship.
I'm not in a relationship.
Her man wouldn't
appreciate that. He's
not my man. She don't want anybody to know. She's trying to get some fillets off of this.
Fillets. Right. Oh, now I'm done with the fillets. You know, I retired off of them things.
Well, ain't he a fillet?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So he's not retired.
Well, no, I don't want no other ones.
Oh. She doesn't want any new fillets.
Okay.
She going into the whole phase. Just like our episode today.
Yeah, perfect. That is a perfect segue because our episode today, if y'all saw our promo, is about the whole phase. And Didi's going to give you the Urban Dictionary definition. So, Didi, what is the whole phase?
All right. So, the Urban Dictionary describes it as a stage in someone's life where they run emotional and sexual experiments.
Oh.
Sounds like Courtney. Don't believe these ladies.
They pretty much say that it's It's where you try, you're kind of exploring your activities and connecting with random people is how they describe it.
Well, I would like to let it be known that my body count is not in the double digits.
Let it be clear.
Not going to give y'all the exact number, but, you know, I'm not in the double digits.
But that's the thing. Wait, before we go on, because they say that it doesn't always have to end in sex. It can actually lead to it, but it's if you choose to or not. In reality, it's more like it's centered around the definition of it, of just, you know,
getting free meals.
No, just people exploring
having
that
fun.
Whole,
yes. Living life.
If you go on 10 dates 1 month, you're in your whole phase. I'm telling you right now.
I feel like that's not true.
No.
A date is a date.
It depends. Well, if you say 10 dates in 1 month with 10 different guys, maybe.
That's not a whole phase. That's you getting 10 free meals.
I feel like a whole phase is not a whole phase unless you're having sex. Because why else would the word hoe be included in it? If it's not, you just going on dates getting free meals and getting hit.
Right, because you
unless you're really like,
wait, back up. You said getting hit. Why would you put getting hit in there? If you're getting hit from 10 different niggas, maybe that's sex.
How is that you being a hoe?
Oh, that's your pussy being a hoe.
You can smack a nigga's face all month. Like, that?
So, my definition.
I just want to pause because I just feel like, because what you just said, I feel like you throwing your pH levels on this.
I was just about to just move on.
I personally don't have everybody licking my pussy, but I'm just saying, like
you have a bacteria in mouths.
You off the street. Yes, you. You want to go on a date?
Hey, you with the one gold tooth.
And nothing else.
Filet number 89, kid. I called your number.
Like, you trying to have niggas down there gumming on her pussy.
Ooh. That was some good head.
This is really raw.
Fuck what y'all talking about.
So we don't always agree with the Urban Dictionary. So now we came up with a little, Nye came up with a little equation that a lot of us agree with, and she's going to wrap that to you right now. So Nye, what did you decide the whole phase is?
I think this is how you should break down a whole phase. It should be based on a duration of the time, like in between the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be like the intent. Like, where some people, you know, they go out looking for love every week. They're just like hopeless romantics. They just want love. And some people out here, I'm just trying to get a nut.
That's true.
Which one are you?
Both.
This girl looking for a nut on the weekend. On the weekend.
But like, I'm trying to get a dad for my son one day.
When you say that, it's like, yo, you just met him last week, but now you love him, right? Y'all in love, right? And then y'all break up next week, and then you meet a guy the next week, and you like, but my intent is good because I love him too. Like, so does that mean?
First off, what is love?
I know she's about to go there.
Baby, don't hurt me
anymore.
No, but for real, I personally feel like I can't go and be like, I can't move from guy to guy, like, and be like, oh yeah, I love them. There's no way that you loved each guy. You may have love for them, but were you actually in love with them?
Yo, some people are, yo. Like, yeah. Some
they
people
think they
that's
are.
That's true, but if they think they are, then in their mind, it's a reality.
And then I personally think if you think it's love, that's not a whole face.
You're really trying to wife them. You're like,
okay. I wanted to
but what's
him.
That nigga trying to wife you?
Hit it one
you,
time,
you
I like
you're hopeless romantic. I think a whole face is literally you just out here like, I'm having fun, I'm living life.
Right.
I like Jom, I like Dre, I like
who
no strengths as hell.
Who is Dre?
Drom. You know Drom and him.
Dom.
Right along. Does everybody go through a whole phase, do you think? And if you haven't been through one, do you think you'd be missing something, like, when you settle down?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Everybody needs to have experience. Nobody want no old,
listen, you
stuck
never know
up,
what
uptight.
You're
so, Didi, what do you think about this topic?
First off, no, I have not been through a whole phase.
That's what they're trying to ask you today.
Yes. She had multiple questions. No, I have not been through a whole phase. And no, I don't feel like I need to go through a whole phase to settle down and be happy.
Do you feel like you need to experiment with a few dicks to settle down and make your decision?
I don't really feel like that either.
You feel like you could be okay with like a one and done type of thing?
Yeah, because if I only have one, well, what do I know that I'm missing?
That's your lot out there.
That's your problem.
It only gets better.
With Tom.
What if it gets worse?
When you keep trying to find the right one.
Russian roulette, bitch, it's a gamble.
Dust yourself off and try again.
Okay.
Skip it.
I got the moves. No, I personally think everybody necessarily a whole phase. I think everybody should have that time to go out and experiment and meet new people. And I don't know. Like, you learn stuff from everybody that you meet.
Mm-hmm. Everybody that you meet.
Negative, positive. To learn anything from them.
I'm not. Listen.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I thought we was getting at.
You ain't got to have sex with everybody.
You being a little aggressive. But
no, I'm just saying.
You get that urge and you know things feel right, then go ahead. It's for you.
I'm good.
Yes, she's good.
Okay. What about you, Nicole? Have you been through a whole phase?
Yo,
would you ever
really
go through one?
I can't say that I did. I'm with Didi. Well, I tried. I did try.
I tried.
I really did. I tried.
I really did try,
right?
It didn't work out too well.
It didn't work out. So, like, I was like, okay, cool. So, like, you know, my most recent person that I was talking to, I tried that with him. But then I liked him. He stayed around, yo.
Aww.
Yes, he stayed
backfire.
Around. Backfire. It did, yo. I was like, yes, because this is it. I'm in and out. One and done. I'm a run.
Right? I feel like you tried with a couple other guys too. It just didn't happen.
It just didn't happen. Yo, the timing off, people get on my nerves real fast. And I'm like, yo, you're really in my DMs talking about nothing. You need to slide back out. Like, you gotta mentally stimulate me to even, like, get there. Like, and when you talking about nothing, I gotta be, like, lit.
Nicole's looking for a thug. Any thugs out there? sliding her DMs.
Busters ain't love me.
She need to change the scenery.
No, the thug life is Courtney's life.
Okay? I personally am retired from it. Don't bring no more gang members
around. So what's up with your whole face?
Yes, she's trying to wish it on everybody.
Are you in the whole face right now?
It started in Vegas.
I'm personally... No, Vegas wasn't really a whole phase type of thing. Okay, y'all don't know, I moved to Vegas. I lived out there for 3 months. So before I moved out there, you know that's Sin City. So I'm like, I'm going to just find one good dude to fuck while I'm out there. And that's what I did. Like, I wasn't out here fucking Tom, Dick, Larry, and Joe.
Was he a blood or a Crip?
He was a blood. Dick was good.
It was only one?
It was just one. And I only fucked him like 3 times when I was out there.
You're lying. We don't believe you. Because we know you.
Okay, I really did.
Like, she told us it was somebody else.
I feel like you definitely got head from somebody else.
I got head from another person.
That's
but
what
only,
I thought.
Okay.
She left him out so convenient.
I only fuck.
That's
got,
sex.
Okay, well, I had physical sex, like penetration with the blood, like a few times. And then this nigga, it was his birthday, so he gave me head for his birthday.
Aww,
so
that was nice. Such a good birthday gift.
I know, right?
He's so charitable.
I treated him to my pussy for his birthday. You know? What better thing than
Serve
that?
Set it up on a platter.
She really
silver,
is a deep
gold, deal. Platinum platter.
Like, what? So not.
What that whole phase do?
I think I might currently be in a whole phase. I'm not really sure. I'm trying to figure it out.
Let's talk about it then.
Okay, so what I'm doing right now, I just got a bunch of friends. They just all, like, in a big melting pot. I'm only... sexing one of them.
She called it a melting pot.
A melting pot, yeah.
You said you only sexing one of them?
Like the restaurant.
You got some more lies to tell?
No.
Okay. No more lies.
It's too bad.
She really
she
is only
time.
Sexing one of them.
True.
She had sex all year, so.
Yeah, I'm good, man.
This is a brand new version.
Okay. I had the reset button
Green
this year. But for me, I kind of feel like right now, I don't want to be attached to anybody. I don't want anybody to attach themselves to me. I'm just... doing me, whatever that includes. So if I do want to have sex with somebody, I can if I want to. I don't want to. I'm good with what I got right now. Mm-hmm. But things might change.
You heard
but
that
I'll
what
take,
you got right now.
I'll take free meals. I'll take any date. So somebody invited me out on a really fun date, but Didi messed it up for me.
Ooh.
So don't look like that, because I went to your company party with you instead of going out with my friend on my fun date.
We was going to go together. It was a double date.
Yeah, but he wanted to take me to the museum.
Love museums.
To the museum, out to eat, and into the strip club.
Oh, he was fancy.
That was like my ideal day.
He hit everything.
And you went to a company party instead?
Yeah.
We had a really good time at the company party, though.
Didi needed a date.
You see me? Diddy needed
Diddy
a date.
Diddy ain't had no date?
Nah.
Nah.
The suits wasn't here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I found a date at the party.
She did. And she still got him.
Ooh, she look at that. Brought him into
2018. That's not do that.
Bring him with you. No. Put him over your shoulder.
Make him comfortable.
Probably, like a little thing with the girl stepping
in
2018.
But yeah, but back to me. We're going to get off of Diddy. Diddy looked embarrassed. So, I think right now, I think I'm like warming up to a whole phase. I don't think I've ever actually been through a whole phase. So I think it's like the warm up. So if these candidates really like wow me, they might, hey, Never know what my hair.
Slide right in. Okay.
Not slide right in. I ain't loose now. it's gonna take a little bit of time.
That's your baby head.
Listen, I got the extra stitch.
Yeah. Back like we never left.
Holla at you, girl.
So, like, in the event, right? So, let's say, like, you don't have a whole phase. It's kind of just like, in the event, like, when you get a boyfriend or a partner, like, do you tell him, like, yes, babe, I had this whole phase, but don't judge me.
No,
it's none of his business.
No. Yeah, it's not.
And unless he asks, and depending on what he asks,
and how he
you filter
it.
Like, whatever happened before you is none of your damn business.
Like, it was that one year I had four bodies, but, you know, I'm good
so
today.
So, like, who fan talked about when he said, yo, you they multiply it by three, times it by three.
Hey, J. Cole
said that. I said J. Cole.
It's cool. We got you, though.
Oh, yes. And I'm Cole World.
Gotta change your name tomorrow on Instagram.
I had this conversation with someone, though, and I was talking to him, and I was like, you know, would you want to know? And he was like, no. He was like, whatever she did in the past is what she did in the past.
We just had this conversation in the group chat.
That's reasonable. I was talking to my friend about it, and he was like, as long as I don't know nobody she been with, as long as I'm not around one of my friends and they can say, yeah, I hit that or something like that, like, I'm good. Like, I don't care what you did, who you've been with. Like,
that's a violation. If we walk into a room with somebody who I smash and I say that that's your friend or y'all cool or like y'all shake hands, I have to tell you, like,
yeah,
I don't want
out of respect.
Out of respect and for my own insecurities.
Now I got real anxious. Like she starts
I would
sweating.
Just be like, oh my gosh. Like, I would feel like
gotta really, pull him to the bathroom.
I'm like, babe, I got diarrhea, we gotta go home.
Oh, right? Gotta play.
I gotta talk to you about something. Like, okay. It's important.
Now.
This cannot wait till later. I gotta tell you this right now.
Okay.
It might be a fight in the bathroom, but at least I got it out.
Cause you done dapped this man up. You need
and he didn't dap my pussy up.
Like, me from Safari. Stole your girl.
So is everyone's in agreement that your partner doesn't have to know?
Yeah, they don't have to know.
All right, now, do you want to know?
If they ask, though.
Like I said, you tell them, but you filter it.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to know about your partner?
I'll be honest.
No. I mean, okay, this is the thing, like, I can have a conversation, like, just jokingly and ask, oh, how many bodies you got? And
I'm like, that? I'm not ever asking that.
Never. Unless I really want to know the answer.
I asked one of my exes that.
Like, I don't think that's a bad question.
I
don't want to get into detail about your sexual experience, but, oh, how many bodies you got? Oh, okay.
I need to know if we need to go get this STD.
We need it regardless, but, nah, I'm not.
Safe sex, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Please.
But, no, I don't
be silly and wrap that willy.
No, Courtney.
It's terrible.
Don't let them try to slide in.
I hate Courtney.
So y'all just gonna not ask them, like, we here now, baby.
Well, don't ask them. Well, I didn't ask, but I was told.
Oh, that was sweet. He lied.
I kind of wish he would have lied, because I was kind of, it turned me off a little bit.
Yeah, that's why you don't ask.
It turned me off. I was like, okay.
And it's still fucked, right?
Not at all.
Better wrap that, Willie.
I don't know.
For guys, it's just that double standard. Like, guys can be like, oh, I had 75 bodies, but if a girl be like, I had 10, it's like, I can't believe it.
That's like when a man cheat versus when a woman cheats.
Yeah,
it's the same. Cheating is cheating.
Cheating is cheating. But
cheating ain't cheating.
A girl can get over her man cheating so much easier than a male can get over her.
No, it's that whole pride.
It hurt their whole.
Yes, like they world is fucked up.
Stress.
Yeah. You can say you text a nigga, they'd be like, oh my girl's she a hoe. She's so damn.
She ain't got food from another nigga. She a hoe.
But then they always want to know, was it better than me? Of course I'm going to tell you, no, it wasn't.
Okay.
When we get back together, like, was it better or not?
I'm like, I'm never going to tell you.
That's my little thing.
So, would y'all want your significant others to go through that whole phase that we're discussing?
Yes,
especially for a man.
Please.
I think a man has to. You can't really be with a man until he's gotten everything on his system. He has to go through
that. And I want my man to come to me experienced. Don't be coming to me with that 5-year-old dick, like, nah, bruh. Never mind.
5-year-old dick. Like a little baby dick or like a.
Like, you know your son's 5, right? That's what I thought about, was like.
Oh, I didn't think about it. Okay, that inexperienced penis.
Cool.
Yo, that's crazy. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, To go,
you don't want your man to go through a whole
no,
phase?
No, I definitely, I've been through the whole phase with a man before.
You hold his hand?
You see me, thank the Lord I've made it out alive.
Y'all was fucking bitches together?
No. Fucking bitches and I was fine enough.
Okay. I think everyone has. I think most females, I won't say everyone, most females.
No, she said like she's been through his whole phase.
Right, we was there together.
Like, maybe a portion of it. You know?
I felt like I was right there with him. Like, then we fucked her too. Then we fucked her too.
Yeah, we just fucked this bitch last night. Like, do we love her?
Okay.
Cause you told her.
You was a marauder, cause I don't know if I'd have made it different.
Nah. I definitely, you know, been hold on, but I don't think I've been through nobody's whole phase with them. I think the guys I mess with are still in their whole phase. I don't think they're even finished.
Girl, you in it and you didn't even know.
How do you even know when a guy has finished his whole phase? Because niggas not honestly, because truthfully, we've all been in a situation where we've met someone who was in a relationship, who was still cheating on their partner, who just got engaged, who are married. Like, we've seen
married men
all.
Love nah. And not let a married man. Like, I was trying back. I was trying to throw my voice.
You know that pussy?
Nah, chill. It only happened once, and I didn't know. After I Googled
only
him.
One time or with one married man?
One married man.
Okay, don't say
and
once then.
Listen. This married man lied to me. Well, I never asked them. I didn't expect him to be married. Whatever. So
I didn't expect him to be.
In the process, he told me, you know, he was an athlete. And he was like, Google me. So when I Googled him, I didn't tell him. I took a minute to Google him.
Hold on.
And once I did Google him.
I hate for a man to be Google me. And I just feel like we meet so many professional athletes. First off, if I don't know who you are when I walk up to you, don't dare think you're going to tell me to Google you. You better beat it right now.
But she's
going
to Google you when she gets home. Eventually. At some point. Like, I did.
First of all,
I didn't Google
stalkers,
him right away.
Females are stalkers. Yeah. But don't tell me to Google you. I'm going to do it anyway, but don't tell me to do it. You're not that deep.
Last nigga I Googled, he wasn't even an athlete. I found out he was a child molester. I was like, oh, but
that's why you
should have
Googled him.
Googled everybody all 2018.
You see, I'm like, what? I'm going to put everybody in.
Yes,
everybody's going to Google.
Yes. Google, ask your nigga for his last name. And if he give you a nickname, can I see your ID, sir? Can I see some ID?
I need proof.
Like, what did they rate on your standardized test when you was in high school? Give me what that says.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Give me a mom name, too.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, but not going
to Oh, it wasn't really a long story.
Girl, it was a very long story.
Long story short.
I found out he was married through Googling him. So when I said something to him about being married, he, of course, gave me the whole spill. You know, I've been with her since before my career. She's been riding for me. I'm trying to leave her alone, but I got too much invested, but we're separated. I'm going to get a divorce, but you know, they had a young kid together. Long story short, I fell for it, or kind of, sort of, I don't know, whatever. So we talked for a little bit, and
let's not forget the time we showed up at the event, yo. Our tickets were supposed to be at Will Call, and we went up, and I was like, hey, you know, our tickets aren't here, and they were like, oh, let me go call her, and I was like, no.
No, Nicole was like, yeah, get her. I was like, no, don't get her.
That's
we
his
don't.
Wife. I was like, oh. We got a blast.
But luckily, a little scuffle broke out in the lobby.
And we stuck right in. We shed shade through.
Like, nothing ever happened. Never got checked. Sat down, got a good seats, and enjoyed
it. And watched a good event.
Entertainment.
Yeah, it was a great event. We got Facebook pictures, y'all, from that event.
Good ones.
They're like reminders.
Yes, it was a good time.
So, like, in the event that your man we hope he goes through the whole phase, like, do you think that's going to, like, benefit y'all relationships? Like,
yes.
Yeah, because it's not like anything else he's out there searching for. He's a grown man. He's ready to settle down, and he's ready to make you the priority of his life. So,
until
you know,
he falls back into the whole phase again.
Woo! And then you grip him the fuck up, smack the shit out of him, and go about your business.
Okay. Or you just leave him there.
No, you grip him up, smack the shit out of him, and leave him back where he is, and go about your business.
Okay, she's feisty.
We are not wasting time on men 2018. Well, we shouldn't be wasting time on men, period.
Like,
you know?
Yo.
It's a wrap.
Everybody ignore Courtney, because she has a boyfriend, right?
I do not have a boyfriend.
She's in a happy situation.
Yeah, I'm in a good situation. We'll say that. I'm not going to say I'm in
so
a relationship.
What's it going to take for y'all to be in a great situation?
A
me
great
to not be scared of commitment?
Oh, that's why you're so scared.
For her wholeness to be deleted.
I don't have time to waste my life.
So wait, Courtney, you wait for your wholeness to be deleted?
No. If you get wiped up, that means your wholeness is deleted. Drea did it.
Shout out to Drea Michelle.
No, that just means he never asked y'all about it.
Oh, no.
It's documented.
He knew about her wholeness. Exactly. He knew about her who-ness. It was no way getting around that. Mm-mm.
He knew.
I just personally don't want to, like, get too involved and invested in someone because I am moving out the country at the end of the year. And then when I come back, my career is, like, my number one priority. So if it's going to be a nigga or my career, I'm going to pick my career hands down every time. And I'm not going to expect a man to drop everything and follow me. But I'm not staying around for nobody.
She did that for too long.
You know?
She's skating.
She's skating on these niggas.
She bought some skates for Christmas.
Rollerblades. Ice skate today. Figure eight out this bitch.
I mean, but if you making enough... Well, okay, so that's... If you make enough to support your man and he want to come with you, you going to do it?
Does he have a plan when he gets with there with me?
I don't know. You got extra
personal assistant. I personally ain't got no kids, so I had to put you on payroll, boo.
You had a personal assistant.
I ain't trying to take care of no grown-ass man.
Strokes your ego during the day and strokes your pussy during the night.
Okay. That's nice, but about these bills, L.A. ain't cheap to live in. So if I'm living in L.A. or New York, stroking my pussy ain't going to get me much unless I'm a prostitute.
Word.
He said, I'll be real. He said, you working day and night.
Okay. For the money.
Very, very
But hard. No, seriously, can you think your wholeness, like, can your wholeness really be, like, deleted?
I think, yes, only because if he don't know about it, or if he feel like he willing to look past it.
Or what I think is a hoe might not be a hoe to him.
But I think it can be deleted, because, like,
Hold on, pause. Before that, a man think you a hoe. You can talk to two different guys at a time. Just be talking to him, he gonna think you a hoe.
Mm-hmm. I don't think
Some
so.
Guys I'm are real dramatic. Strong and confident.
I'm being dramatic. But I'm just saying, guys view us, it's easier for us to be hoes than guys. Yeah. Any day.
I think that. Guys get a vibe.
If we had sex with less people than the guy had sex with, then our wholeness is automatically deleted. Nigga, you had more bodies than me.
Canceled it all.
Look, you surpassed me. You know, it's a fraction.
It's a fraction.
You divide this and this and you get this. So therefore.
Listen, technically, sir, I ain't do as much as you did. So, you know, delete.
I think your wholeness can be deleted. You can move to a different state.
You can get a pussy like Sky.
Yep.
Or you could just become sober. Like, let's say you had a sex with 10 guys and 5 or...
You could be the next good.
Yeah, and then you
It's got, a statute of limitation, too.
Yeah.
If I was a hoe in high school, like, and now I'm not, and I'm 40, that's been deleted. That don't even count
so
no more.
So a roll-off after every 7 years?
Yeah, credit
like
report.
Like your credit report. If your dick was little, that's a roll-off.
That's a roll-off.
Wait, if I only fought you once, that's a roll-off.
Roll-off.
Roll-off. First of all, the way Courtney count her bodies, right? Courtney be like... I didn't really feel it, so that didn't count. It's only a half a body.
I didn't nut, so that don't count. That's probably half.
Two strokes don't count. Like,
first of all, all in all, Courtney had one and a half bodies.
Okay. I'm out here winning.
Bet she never had no good nigga in her life.
Shit, I wouldn't say that. Y'all see the shit I went through for years and years.
The dick had to
that
be
was
good.
Some good dick.
It had to be.
That was some A1.
It had to be.
I kept finding my dumb ass right back, like, no.
Fell on again. Oops. Every time I get on, I fall back down. Weak in the knees.
The dick kept getting me.
Sliding back. Like a slip and slide.
I don't want no parts of that.
Like a jungle gym. Just
like
slide.
Kids. Oh, that's never okay. Slide. You know.
No, I can't.
Another one.
All right, so maybe that's a question. And what? Well, I feel like only a woman can say what is enough. But what is does? I feel like every woman has a limit too. So, what
no
are y'all
limit,
limits,
baby? For what? Like
to dealing with a man or dealing with his wholeness and dealing with like that whole.
It depends.
Process.
Yeah, on every nigga.
How
you gonna finesse me?
See, now that I'm older and I've been through some shit, like my requirements are so different. Like I put up with nothing, absolutely
right.
Nothing. But you know, when I was young and dumb, and I actually loved that man, like I was. You see me? I loved him. I was around. I was like, yes, because he really loves me too. Because yes, he is still here. I was a dummy.
I can agree mm-hmm. with that. Because that's why I said right now I'm kind of going through a whole phase. Because I'm just like, oh, I'll take your number. But as soon as I'm done, I'm like, boop, delete, block list, next. Mm-hmm. Like, come on the next bus, next.
That criteria
next,
has changed,
next.
Okay. You could have got me with the okie doke at 18. Matter of fact, I got with the okie doke at 18.
It's like one
And 24,
chance.
Girl.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely think it's dependent upon a person. And you
a situation, like.
Which y'all been through together. And
how many kids y'all got?
Do you feel like enough is enough? Is a person ever going to change? If you keep finding yourself in the same situations... then it's like, okay, clearly this person could say they love me and they give a fuck, but if you keep on putting me through the same shit, it's always a female involved or always this or always that, you clearly don't give a fuck.
Yes, I would always get you some good friends, yo. We got good male friends. Because
I tell Courtney,
myself. And even like our male friends is like, yo, like I know Didi calls, I call, I'll be like, yo, listen to this, yo.
The nonsense.
Yes.
Listen to this. Y'all be getting screenshotted and sent right to the group chat.
Yes. Like, did y'all see this today? Excuse me.
And we have multiple group chats, so.
Okay.
If 1 + 1 don't equal 2, I ain't gonna force it.
Okay. I'ma screenshot it and put it in the group chat. Like, look at this.
Can y'all believe this?
I be having to check myself though sometimes, cause like I'll be having a conversation and we'll be going back and forth, and I'll be like, wait, am I tripping or is he tripping? Like,
we tripping.
You ever get mad? You just feel like somebody just disrespecting your common sense. Like,
yes,
it's right here. Like, you lying and you sitting here trying to finesse the shit. Like, no, don't sit here and try like pull no bullshit over on me when I know the truth, when I know what's up.
But like, we can't always act like it, y'all, cause sometimes it be us on the bullshit. And y'all know it.
No, I don't be on the bullshit.
Yo, y'all be on the bullshit.
I do.
You see me? Y'all be on the bullshit.
It depends
sometimes
on the moment and what's going on. Why did I start my bullshit? Did you say something smart? Because I'm petty.
Yo,
and don't start with me.
A petty great time.
Okay, don't start with me and think that we live, baby.
That's like that meme where it said, I made my girl mad and now she got an attitude. No, my girl made me mad, so now I got an attitude. So now she got an attitude because I got an attitude and I got to fix it. That's
it. Damn right.
Yep. Listen, I'm reporting live from 6-0.
I got time to play with no grown ass man's attitude. Like,
I can't be with a petty guy because I'm too petty. Like, too petty. It's never gonna work.
It's hard.
Super petty.
And we're the same person, and I'm telling you, it's hard.
I definitely the guy who's the opposite of me.
Because I resort to the petty ways.
But I feel like because we all are such strong women, we can't take meek guys. Like, we need someone who can put us in our place. So if you can't, but like, this is what it is.
I need to just do this. Like, bitch, you tripping. I'll be back later.
Yes. There you go.
Like, don't sit here and go back and forth with me and
talk
argue with me
tomorrow,
either.
Because
leave me alone. Let me think about how I'm tripping for a minute. But come right back. Don't be going out there. Like, go out to the grocery store and like pick up some flowers, like get something for dinner and come back and cook for me. And I'm like, oh yeah. And how you were going, I was thinking. That's in a perfect world in my mind. I know it's not going to happen.
I actually did that once.
What?
I apologize. I swear. I forget. Yeah, I was tripping. I was tripping one day, and I actually had to apologize and say, like, you know, thank you for coming out with me.
I don't flat out say I'm sorry, but
no, I apologize a lot. I be like, man, I wake up the next morning like, Nicole, you just petty. You just gotta stop. Like, good morning. That's my I'm sorry. Good morning.
Yeah, that's how I say
niggas,
sorry too.
No, yeah, that's niggas too for you too.
That's how I do too. Good morning. I miss you.
Yep, and the hurt eye emoji.
Just start a regular conversation with them.
Yep.
Like, wasn't we just beefing?
That's niggas stuff.
What?
Hope you
don't
have a good day
at work.
Don't text
me the next day like everything, okay?
That's what
I'm over it.
No, text me.
Let me, if I ain't over it, we ain't skipping past this, boo. You better jump skip back to that topic we was just talking about. Bitch, you tried it.
Text me so we know we over it. Because 9 times out of 10, the next day, you done said something that you really, you know, condemned me. And I probably said a lot of things just to, like I'm one of those petty
never
people that, like, if I'm
saying
that. Listen, if I'm at 9 and I feel like you're at 2, I'm about to say everything to make you be at 10. Because now I'm irked. I'm at 9. So I know I done said something. You done said something. Like, good morning.
Don't be me. I always be the good one.
Lying. They're lying. Lying.
Courtney's lying. I already said my piece.
No. But no, like, if I'm upset and you're not trying to... Like, when I get upset, I don't, like, try to boil over. I try to address everything right then and there when I'm upset. So, if you just storm out and you just give me some time to cool off, don't give me some time to cool off because I want to talk about it right now. So, I mean,
don't
no call,
me
no show, we'll get the locks changed. And now I don't want to talk about it. And now I don't give a fuck. And now I'm just over it. Like,
I don't know. It's the Gemini in me because sometimes I'm like that. Other times I'm like, dang, Nicole, you just need to go to sleep. Wake up tomorrow.
Me, I'm non-confrontational. I don't even want to talk about it. Just let me. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
You non-confrontational.
Listen, that's the time through these hands. What I mean is,
when it comes to the magic, she's non-confrontational.
Yeah, like if it's not that, I don't know. I don't like. I can't be mad for a long time anyway. So, as I said, if you just walk away from me for a second, like, I'll probably be like, you come back, I'll probably be like, oh, give me a hug. I missed you. Why was you going so long? Like, I'm really like cool, 10 cool. different. A
second. Crazy. Multiple people.
No, you're going to get somebody different every day. I'm a bomb chick to be with.
I haven't told personal my dude, ad. Listen, you don't need nobody else. I'm all you will ever need because it's like 20 different people living in my head and you don't know who you're going to get this
all
day.
All these
so.
Voices are talking at once, mm-hmm. boo. Just
but
walk
they
away.
All talking to you, boo.
Hello.
Lord. They're crazy. Nobody come and save me.
But that's how I just feel like you're supposed to be all those different people for your man. Like,
yeah, so crazy. He don't go and cheat on you.
Oh,
and keep
no, not even.
His whole face.
Not even. It's just that.
She said what? Crazy?
Pretty the craziest one here. What are you talking about?
Very much sane, guys. Don't listen to them. They're crazy.
It's always the quiet one.
The meek.
That's the craziest.
No, you gotta be. You supposed to be everything for your man because why would you want him to go look anywhere else?
Except the headache and that them personality.
Sometimes you gotta be
that's spicy, man. You better bring that headache.
Some guys like
you,
that.
What
though.
You need me to rub you after I give you a headache?
I lied to you. Now I used to date a guy who he thought that I.
You dated somebody? She claiming people today, y'all. Go ahead, carry on. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He just felt like I wasn't emotional enough. He wanted me to be more like, well, why are you doing this and why are you doing that? And I used to be like, what? I don't care what you're doing. And now that, like, my new situation, I'm, like, totally different. And I think I can definitely tell.
I wonder why.
The difference.
Ain't that some damn karma?
I swear on everything I love, I told him one day, like, you're my karma.
That's how I be. That's the worst.
You reap what
I
you
think
sow.
That's why I can't really find anybody who I really, really like that right now. I think it's a part of my karma. I do.
For real?
I do.
I feel like we all have, like, our karma. And
I do feel like I have karma.
I curve some good guys. Like, really good guys. I'm like, for what?
I have to.
To end up by myself. Like, play this like, just really swerved on niggas.
If I had a dollar for every nigga I curve. If I had a dollar for every nigga I curve for the nigga that I'm currently messing with.
Ooh.
Damn.
That's a note.
We're investing, okay?
What's up, Oprah?
Okay. Cause, and I'll be sitting here like, why am I doing this again?
Note to Didi.
Right.
Listen,
niggas don't be deserving a curve, and we be curving so hard for them, but they won't even be like, they be out here entertaining bitches. Like, what was I curving for you for?
People listening, like, yes, and I slid her DMs, and yes,
I wanted a curve.
Like, if my DM still says unread,
yeah, because I definitely don't like, slide.
I'm like, I'm still here, boo.
Oh, do not slide, and she ain't be. DMs. I said it once and I'm going to say it again.
My boyfriend monitors them.
No, I do not answer them. I don't care what it's about. I don't answer them. I will look at them or I might not look at them. It depends on how I'm feeling that day.
Just backstroke
out. She
said, but
the Snapchat is open.
Center a snap. I'm about to say center a snap.
That's private.
It disappears.
You ain't getting in them.
Ooh.
You can do that?
That IG is public, but that Snapchat is private.
Oh, you can turn off your Snapchat things.
No, you can't be my friend unless I approve you on Snapchat.
Yeah, that's very true.
That so, too. Like, my, no, because my, so, they can't send me anything on Snapchat. They can't
but
see
you can
my
also turn off your DMs.
Instagram DMs.
But no, on Instagram, when someone sends you something who isn't your friend, it'll show this person requested to send this to you.
Yeah, I ignore those, too.
Yeah.
I grew them all.
She said she's swerving all 2018. She's happy, like, Courtney.
She'll be engaged by the end of the year.
I said nothing of such.
Wedding. What's your wedding hashtag going to be? You know, that's the cute thing.
I know. I said nothing of such.
I don't see that coming soon, Didi. It's okay.
Thank you.
Somebody got to get married.
They just trying to throw that on you.
Courtney, you the only one in a relationship. Damn.
I'm not. Correction, guys. I'm not in a relationship. I'm still single.
So her DMs are open to slide, and that's at Dope Pest.
So what she said was she's still dealing with her faux face.
Faux face?
Whole face.
No face.
No face. That's crazy. Y'all
I'm dealing with my get low face.
Get low face?
Hey,
what's that?
Out of sight. Out of mind.
That's right. It's cold outside. It's cuffing season.
It's cuffing season.
It's going to be 2 degrees tomorrow.
She's trying to hoe in private is what she's trying to say. Don't mind her. Sorry.
And what she trying to do?
Live my life.
What that mean?
Well, I guess we had a great time living the day. I hope y'all enjoyed the whole phase episode.
Yes. please, like, don't feel free to interact with us, right? So let's slide to our DMs. We're gonna answer the group chat, DMs.
Yeah, not SGA underscore D DMs.
Yeah, we checking them DMs, not the personal DMs.
We
well, maybe depending on what your profile.
I think we're gonna have to do a poll to talk about who's been through a whole phase. Yes. Maybe one about who's been through a whole phase, who's currently in their whole phase,
who's dealing with somebody, who's in one, who's going through one with somebody like Nicole.
Don't do it. Exit now. It's like the Madea movie when she like, don't do it. Just exit.
We just want to see what y'all thoughts are on it.
Yes, y'all can DM us.
He not worth it.
We would love to talk to y'all, interact with you guys.
And if anyone needs help getting through
relationships, don't ask us, because clearly we don't know what we're talking about.
You see, but we all have been in a situation where we had to get out.
But we'll love to talk about it with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got stories.
You know, crazy people seek other crazy people for help.
No, I give good advice.
No. You're just gonna hype them up.
No, I don't. I mean, girl, I be giving you good advice. Like, nah, you was dead wrong today. You should.
You do tell
that.
Me that.
Yep, I mean, but I don't be trying to hear it.
She be like, botany nine.
No, but I know I be wrong though, but I'll be cool. I'll be somewhere else tomorrow. We forget about it.
So slide in our DMs at the group chat podcast __. That's for Instagram and Twitter. I think people can comment on our SoundCloud. So if you have our SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/the_group chat.
We just want to hear all y'all comments. Wherever you hit them, we'll answer. We appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for listening. And until next time.
Yes. Have a good
Bye.
Week.
Bye.
Thank you.
The cookies are ready.